I know a person, I know this lady here, who doesn't even like other people. How does it look to you? You know what's my reaction? When I say, when I hear that this lady doesn't like other people, I say, ah, it's like one of my cells doesn't like the other cells. You call it? Cancer. One cell doesn't like the others and want to kill the others. What is the name of this cell? What is the difference here? Because she's a part of we. Right? So if she makes this division, that will be me and the rest of you. Something is wrong over there. Some interconnection is being missed. Not understood. That was the second king. How did he talk about it, Rumi? Because that's where we left. The last time, we were talking about this story, right? Or not?
Yes.
I'm absent-minded or what? Let's see how Rumi talks about this self. Now I go paragraph by paragraph, but each paragraph will be one paragraph in my story. You could follow me by looking at the book, remembering what that paragraph was about. I hope you do. Then compare it to the part I give it to that fellow. We start from the beginning of this story of the Jewish king, page 30 in this book. I don't know the other books. Do you have it? Right at the beginning of this.
42.
Pardon me?
42.
The verse is good. 324. Yeah, 324. Okay, first paragraph, he explained to us that once upon a time, there was this fellow, hard worker fellow, who was creating the darkness. Yeah. Look at the English words that I'm changing it, because one of the important things that you should understand in this poetic language, you have heard that Iranians, they love poetry and poetic language is very rich over there, blah, 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 a lot, right? One of the main reasons is why?
The nature of their language.
They don't have one language. They have more than five languages mixed together. And they will do with it whatever they want. I mean, they pick up one word from this language and use it as something else in that. Here, they pick up a verb and they use it in the other language as an adjective or adverb. Doesn't matter. They could do it. So they could say a lot of nonsense. That's poetry. That's a good place for poetry, because if the words are really fixed and each word has a precise meaning, could it be like that? Imagine each word, yes, there is mathematical language, it's like that. Every single symbol is talking loud and clear one thing, right? This is another thing. Therefore, you could dig in it forever, because each word could be somehow molded differently. And the main language they use is Arabic language, because that has a very big structure. even in that language or every other language that I heard of or studied, one word has several meanings. Here the first word that is in the first line uses the word zulm. Zulm is a word which is the darkness and is unjust. Both are the same. So he knows when he's talking about, and you should know that over there, there was once upon a time amongst the Jews there was a king who wrote oppression. Here, oppression means being non-just, right? Opposite of being just. But the word is making dark, because to us oppression belongs to the darkness. It comes from darkness, not from the source of light. You see, there is this, because mainly he is doing this operation where this king is you. And where are you doing that operation? In you. So I don't call it operation. I say you are lost. You are creating darkness in yourself. You are eliminating the light. That's what this king is all about. Why? Because he is the enemy of Jesus and the one who is the destroyer of the Christians. It's not like that. In Persian, it's different. First of all, it's not Christian, because Christian will be Isabi, will be Masihi. Here is Nasrani. Nasrani is one special label, full of judgment, attached to the first, let's say, Sufis or monks of Christianity. Those are Nasrani. Means not only believing in Jesus, acting in it and it will be the main subject of your life and thing like that. Means he was destroyer of the belief. This guy is in you. He's destroying the belief. What belief? Your belief. How? By reducing it to something little like that, which is inherited. That's what this king is. But the time this king does not understand, because this king is conservative. Right? And we are here talking about the changes. And we say, if you want to feel better, you should change. As soon as we say you should change, somebody in you doesn't like it. Because there's someone in you, conservative, who wants to remain here forever without any change. That's a piece of stone. If. But that's in you. That is the problem. That problem is quite visible in his eyes. How is the eye of this king?
Crossed.
This king cannot see one thing. It looks at everything as two things. Look at you. I said the belief. What did you think of? You thought of your belief. And there is your belief, and there's the belief of the others. Right? Is there such a thing? What is your belief? Your belief is some collection of some part of the other beliefs you hear. What is your belief? There is no my belief, your belief. There is a belief. There is a connection. It's not mine and yours and that kind of stuff. But Yes, the cross light is there. Everything for you is blurred. It's double, yeah. Double vision. Double vision is confusion. That is the sickness of this king. That is your problem. That is the thing that we are going to talk about again and again and again. Because that double vision will bring exclusivity. You exclude something from itself because you have two pictures of that something. Everything for you has two pictures. Mine or not mine. Therefore, I say belief. You will say, my belief. Are you talking about my belief? Or the others? You divide. You separate everything. What was the question?
When you talked about the word Jewish,
yeah,
and you mentioned Jahud, and
yeah,
my question is, does it really mean Jewish king, or does it mean a non-believer, a king that's a non-believer, as far as the translation goes?
It cannot be non-believer, never.
Okay.
No, there is no trace of that in the wordings. Okay. The word is Shahi. There was a king. There was one king in Jehudan. Not a Jewish one. All the people of Jahd, which is personal effort, and I said because historically they were believed to be non-believers. They practiced it. They used it as a swearing. It became a bad word, bad label when it was logically was used, this label, because in that time they after several centuries of going around, they lost the hope in that faith. They started to really believe in reality. Be realistic, because when you're oppressed and you are absolute minority, you count on your effort only. They labeled like that. This is a very sensitive playing with the words in Arabic and Hebrew. So all the non-believers and blah, blah, blah comes later. The word by itself, if you accept it, not as a label. Like, let's say Muslim. Okay, I'll say Muslim. What did it translate to you? You talked about these people who believe in Muhammad, right? And I tell you, madam, I have found somewhere a text and it is written, Muslims are better. What do you think about this text? Honestly, think about it. You said, yes, maybe some Muslim or somebody who likes the Muslim had wrote this, right? I say, no, madam, this piece we have is 2,600 years old. Now what? Means that this Muhammad and this game and these nonsenses was not here yet. This is an Arabic word. What it means? Huh? Now you go to the dictionary. The dictionary will tell you Muslim means somebody who is in a good state of health. Yeah. Means somebody who was not healthy, now he's healthy. Salem. You see? The word by itself has that meaning. But here, because our beliefs and propaganda and blah, 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 we bring this one and we just call the label. Forget about the label, then it has a meaning. It's a word based on a verb. Verb is jahd, means effort.
It seems as if the interpretation that we place on this story has been very much adjusted by the words that Nicholson has chosen to use, because when you translate that first verse, it seems that Rumi's intent is much clearer.
Oh, Rumi's intent is very clear, because